Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons, and this is Capital City Recap. Today I'll be talking to an official at the Ford Foundation about the legacy of Betty Ford. As the nation mourns her passing, a remarkable first lady that was not afraid to speak her mind. Also, new data finding a disturbing increase of Michigan deaths due to prescription drug abuse. I'll be talking to a doctor that knows all about it. We'll find out what kind of drugs are being abused and if there's any way to stop it. But first, Lansing lawmakers are essentially off for the summer after passing a budget and addressing other key state issues. To find out what legislators are up to over the next several months and what they'll be doing when they return in the fall, I'm joined by East Lansing State Representative Mark Meadows. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you've likely had a chance to talk to some of your constituents over the past several weeks. Are you getting largely positive reactions to the efficient way the budget was handled?
You know, I think everybody was happy that a budget was passed in a timely manner. I think most of the responses I've gotten are they're unhappy with the substance of the budget that was passed. Certainly, you know, nobody thought at the beginning of the year that we'd have one of the largest tax increases in history, that we'd be cutting education funding so dramatically. I think that everybody was supportive of the idea of a business tax cut, but didn't think that the way that the governor chose to pay for it was in the best interest, the best long-term interest of the state of Michigan. So those are the responses I get. I think that on the issue specifically of getting the budget done, you know, by July 1st, I think everybody was happy with that. And frankly, you know, I've been here now in my fifth year, and we could have had it done by the end of June every year I was here. It was just, unfortunately, it's a lot easier when you control both ends of the building. And certainly it was easier this year to actually get it done.
Now, some voters are clearly not pleased. About a dozen Republican lawmakers are now facing recall efforts. Do you generally support this type of action, and do you expect any of your colleagues to be recalled?
You know, I don't know if any of them would be successful. To be frank, I'm not a big fan of recalls. I know that someone recently suggested that it should be limited to the idea that someone has acted unlawfully or illegally, abused the public trust in some way. Others have argued that, you know, if you don't like the way that a legislator votes on a specific issue, you should have the right to recall them. I personally think that it should be limited to a more serious than just not liking the way someone voted on something. You're going to have an opportunity to remove that person in a couple of years anyway. Vote for their opponent if you don't like the way that they vote when they're in their position. Recalls, I think, may be overused. They've become a political tool rather than a real expression of how the voters might feel about a particular issue. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of them. They were used against us politically, meaning Democrats, in 2007, 2008, and, you know, I didn't agree with it at that point, and I don't think they should be utilized for the purposes they're being utilized today for either.
Now, even if the efforts are generally unsuccessful, do you expect these types of efforts to have any impact on the legislative strategy the Republicans will take in the fall?
You know, it's unclear to me. I think that, you know, rightfully, a individual who has a recall lodged against them, you know, should be concerned. The general dissatisfaction of the public with the idea of the pension tax, and you know, they're going to start to see probably before many of these recalls are actually completed. They're going to start to see these tax increases that impact virtually all of the middle class of the state of Michigan. You know, the elimination of the homestead property tax exemptions, all your personal exemptions being reduced. All of those things will start to make the public a little unhappy. So even if you don't agree that the vote, the specific vote that gave rise to the recall was correct, you might vote against somebody or to recall them because you're just generally unhappy with the way things have been happening down in Lansing.
State workers are just beginning negotiations, and they're being asked for $145 million in concessions. Does it generally make sense that they accept some reductions in benefits and compensations in compensation right now?
You know, I think that those things are properly handled at the bargaining table. The governor has set in his budget this reduction in benefits for state employees. And it's up to him to figure out a way to get them to agree to it. And certainly, you know, I think his bargaining position was undermined when the Republicans in the legislature tried to impose some additional changes on state workers not at the bargaining table. And, you know, I think that he sees that that's the right place to negotiate these things. I think that's where their workers have been willing to give up some of their benefits and their wages over a period of time already. And, you know, we talk about that 3% raise they got last year, and the simple fact is that was averaged over a four-year period. And so, you know, there was also years where they took no raise whatsoever to get to that. Mm-hmm. I think they've been very willing to bargain, and they're willing to bargain at this point in time. And the governor should present some package that shows how he can get to this amount of money that doesn't necessarily damage state workers who have already taken quite a hit.
You know, unionized corrections workers are looking at taking the brunt of the cuts, about $70 million. How concerned are you that state prisons are likely to become more dangerous due to this cut?
Well, you know, there's also a move afoot. There was some legislation just recently passed that would provide less oversight in the correction system. In fact, the general budget the supplemental budget that was just passed, reduces oversight in the correction system with relation to privatization. And I think what's going to happen is that the executive branch will move more towards privatization, and that may be the way that they reach this $70 million figure. The majority of the employees that we have at this point in time are corrections workers. And, you know, that workforce has actually grown while the rest of the state employee workforce has shrunk over the last decade. And so you can see how they get to the $70 million figure. I think this privatization move is probably the way the Republicans see reaching the $70 million figure.
Mm-hmm. In this bridge project between Detroit and Canada, first the governor made a strong push for it, then it fell to the back burner. Do you anticipate the legislation on the bridge to move ahead and be approved this fall?
You know, that's a very good question. The Democrats, I think, have generally supported this. Not all of us have supported it, but I think generally have supported the idea of the DRIC, call it its old name. And the governor needs to recognize that there are certain conditions that have been placed on it, even by Democrats, which the community benefits proposal that has been put forward by Representative Rashida Tlaib to benefit the Delray neighborhood, which is the neighborhood most clearly affected by the construction of the new bridge, is an essential component of that. And I think we're hoping that it does go forward, but it would have to go forward with that community benefits package.
You know, I wonder, most people take 2 or 3 weeks off a year from work. Obviously, the legislature is off for several months, essentially, here in the summer. With most of the important work behind lawmakers, what are most of your colleagues busy doing this summer?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, I'm here in my office right now talking to you on the phone, and this is where I am just about every day. I took about 10 days off when we took our break, and then I'm back in the office today for the first day after my little vacation. I think that's plenty. And, you know, in the 5 years I've been here, this is the first time we've got 2 months off in the summer. I think it's kind of ridiculous, to tell you the truth. And I have no idea what other legislators are doing. I know that I've been down here. I saw Barb Byram in here today. I've seen Joan Bauer in here. So, you know, the local legislators are still working here in our offices for sure. I'm hoping that other legislators are doing the same type of things we are, interacting with our constituents, developing policies and policy proposals that can benefit all of the people of the state of Michigan. and trying to develop a sort of a game plan for the rest of the year. I don't think that our most important work is behind us. I think there's a lot to do. And I know that, the governor's having meetings on the personal property tax, probably as we speak. I think they were going on this week. And I think that there are some very thorny issues out there that we could be addressing right now. So I'm not a big fan of this break. Like I said, we've never had one before, at least not as long as I've been here. We've worked through the entire summer with the exception of a couple of weeks, off. And, that's the way it should be. If the rest of the world is working, so should we.
Sounds good. State Representative Mark Meadows, thank you for joining me, Mark.
Anytime. Have a great evening.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the most profitable drug in history. It's something that almost everyone is taking nowadays. That's coming up next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is the Capital City Recap, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast for more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Mostly cloudy in the overnight tonight, possible showers in the mix, low of 53. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Wednesday, high of 76. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, low of 49. And sunny skies throughout the day on Thursday, high 82. Stay tuned for more of the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
As a noisy little boy, I remember my father.